That was really bad.
Hi, Josie.
Hi. We just did an intro for our first filmed
episode.
Session.
Yeah.
And it went really badly.
It was a very strange experience for me.
Yeah, it's new.
I want to do it better next time. And I think there's only, you can only go up from what we just did. So.
Oh, we started at the bottom and now we're here.
Yeah. So, yeah. I've got a few things to chat to you about today.
You've got quite the agenda.
I have an agenda. I have a list of agendas for our
pre-show
festivities. The first one is that apologies to everyone who's watching us because I literally look like a lemon peel, like a dried, what I call it? I said to you before, a dried lemon peel in the sun.
Yeah, which I mean, I'm sitting right near you and I think that's probably reaching slightly
too far. That's
really
nice of you to say, but like, it's also untrue.
You don't.
Well, the point being,
mm-hmm.
I get eczema, really sexy. Shout out to anyone else who gets eczema.
It's, you know, it's common. People get it.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I've had it since I was a baby. It sucks. Sometimes it flares up. It has flared up. I am like, you know that episode of The Nanny and Fran Fine is wearing that dress and then she has like a full body eczema rash
yes,
and she's like
yes.
scratching herself up against other people on the dance floor. Like,
yeah.
That's me. That is literally me right now.
There's also a Seinfeld episode where he shaves his chest and he does the same thing. He's like a werewolf. So you're that right now.
I love it so much.
But you haven't rubbed your face on me.
So far.
You're like managing to restrain
that you know of.
Yourself.
Yes, I have.
And meanwhile, I apologize too because I realize I'm like panda eye central.
I feel like, again, I don't look at you and think panda eyes, but...
It's just all, yeah.
Who am
look,
I
it's
to
the end of the day.
Your experience.
I've been rubbing my eyes. I look like Kung Fu Panda, as played by Jack Black.
not the cute version.
No cute pandas here. Just middle-aged ones. So that's us, and now you're seeing us, some
yeah,
of you.
Yeah.
You can find this video, if you're wondering what the fuck we're talking about, on Facebook.
Yep.
Instagram.
Also that. Twitter? No.
No. We'll
Never
say
Twitter.
That we put it on Twitter and then we won't. We just won't do it.
We won't do it. Also, I would like to say that today I mean, you can't get away from this branding, so I'm just going to tell
yeah.
you what it is. It's literally the most aggressive branding I've ever seen. It's a VB.
We're not actually sponsored by them.
We're not at all.
We couldn't really get away.
It's just that literally
it.
They have put the most giant VB on their can. I don't think it used to look like that, but
no,
anyway,
I feel
the
like
point
that's
being,
new.
That's where we're at. I'm drinking that. It's reminding me of my trip around Australia because it's pretty much all you could get
yes.
in a lot of the pubs.
Yeah.
So
I'm drinking rosé by another iconic Australian brand, Jacob's Creek.
Good old Jacob's Creek.
Neither of these people are sponsoring us.
No
we're
one
just,
has given us money.
We're just explaining what these props are.
Another thing I was going to tell you about was the, which you know a little bit about, was the drama of getting my notes.
Yeah, but explain what happened.
Okay.
You were super proud of yourself.
I was.
Because you researched this at home. You chucked a Josie. You were like set up. You had all your windows open. You're typing away hours.
Yeah.
She toiled for hours researching this episode.
So
and then what happened?
Yeah. So I've toiled for hours. I've researched the fuck out of this episode. And I did it all on my home laptop. And then I get to work. Mm-hmm. And it was literally 2 hours before we were going to record this. And I was like, fucking fuck shit fuck. All my notes are on my laptop at home, which is quite a drive away.
Yeah. And meme is like not helpful. It was like, I use a Google Doc.
It was,
and you're like,
you
cool,
literally
that
did
doesn't
that thing.
Help me at all right now.
It's that thing like, that people do where they're like, you know what would have helped you?
You know what?
Is if you did this as your past self, but you didn't. So.
And you're like, thanks, Joe. So I'll take that on board next time I forget my fucking research. Anyway, so it was a drive away.
Yeah, so it's quite
so it
far away.
Drama.
So I'm like, the only option I've got is to call my incredibly computer incompetent mother and get her to find my laptop, get into it, and it's a Mac. And
right.
she's at peace. She's,
oh,
she's
no.
you know, she's okay. Like, I've heard worse stories about people, like parents and computers.
Yeah.
She's not that bad. But Macs are like, you know.
It's
even,
a whole new world.
Yeah,
her.
Even as a normal PC
yeah,
person.
Yeah, they're a bit confusing.
It's a like, what is this button and why is it over there and who's that thing and wheel of death and all that. Mm. Anyway, so it was like possibly a 45-minute conversation in the middle of like work. Of me trying to explain to her how to find a simple document on the computer. And then she's like, I found it. And then I was like, oh, my God. And I called her back. And she's like, is it a photo? And I said, No.
I missed that part. I thought she just found it at the end.
No, she found, because I've saved photos for you guys, because right. I've done a really good job this time.
Smashed it.
I have smashed it. So she's opened up a photo that says Yowie on it.
You just spoiled your topic.
Oh, for fuck's sake. And we just edited out a whole bit where I spoiled it. Anyway, whatever. It's Yowie. Surprise. That's like the worst like lead up to what the thing is ever. Anyway, she opened up a photo of a Yowie and goes, is this it? And it's like, how many times have I said to you,
it's a document. It's
words on a page. Like what in what brain cell linked to what brain cell to go, this is definitely it, this photo of a Yowie.
Do you think this will be us one day? Like I always have this because – when this happened, I was like, literally, yes, it was painful. Yes, I heard most of it. We're all on the edge of our seats. She got there. Great. But I don't think my mum could have done it. Like, my mum is so computer illiterate because I think she's a bit older than your mum and just, like, even more removed from that side of society. And I was like, there's no way she could have even got to this point. Like, I would have had to re-research. And I'm like, is this going to be me? Like, I think I'm all savvy now, but I'm like – in like years when there's new technology and I have kids, am I going to be the one going, you know, on your phone like this? Like,
and then they'll be talking shit about you on a public national podcast as well, international podcast.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, mum. Yeah, I just said that you were really bad with computers. She knows. She's self-aware. Yeah.
I mean, my mum knows she's not great, but she's actually better than most. And I think it's because she's a teacher.
Yeah,
and
they did just to roll with the times.
So I didn't even know this, but teachers, you know, like when I was in school, whiteboards were like, whoa, whiteboard. This is
I know what you're about to say and it's mind-blowing.
Fucking smart boards.
My friend's a teacher. Brianna, she listens to the podcast. Mm-hmm. She told me all about these smart boards. I'm like, what? She's like, all the kids have iPads and smart boards.
Like, what the fuck is this world?
We're lucky to find one long bit of chalk in my classroom. It was like these little
tiny, you're like,
like with pink, that awful like it. Scraping noise of like how old are we
are ancient cretins. I told you I'm a boiled up sunburnt lemon peel today and forever,
and I'm Jack Black,
so we are old. But that was really all my little zesty asides that I wanted to talk about.
Can I go on a short rant that's probably outdated?
Oh, I know exactly what you're going to rant about. And yes, because I want to rant about it. Yes.
So look, I've long been known as a TED head.
Yep. In an ironic sense.
In an ironic sense. I don't actually like TED Bundy.
Don't even think that's the word ironic, but you know,
it's whatever. Like I'm interested in the story of Ted Bundy on a few different levels. Now, it's like that whole thing. This happened with the band Kings of Leon, right? Loved them for years, had a few albums, was really interested in them, went to see them a million times, and they released Sex on Fire, right?
Yes.
Everyone's like, King of Leon, and I'm like, and that's happening to me with Ted Bundy because he's fucking everywhere. The guy's been dead 30 years, right?
Yeah.
He's everywhere. There's the trailer with Zac Efron.
Yep.
Oh, you're glorifying Ted Bundy. This is terrible. No, like glorifying him would be casting Chris Hemsworth. Right? Yeah, who's 6'4", blonde Australian, nothing like Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
They've cast someone that looks quite like him.
Yeah, really. They really look similar. Right? Like there's that face splicey photo.
Anything.
Yeah.
And then it's all like, remember the victim. The movie is about his relationship with his partner, who is a victim in a way. Yes, she didn't get horribly murdered, but she lived with a killer and didn't know, and he lied to her. She went to the police. She doubted herself. It's a whole other fascinating story. She has a really hard to find book called The Phantom Prince.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Which I have, but I had to like find it in the dark corners of the internet. That movie is about that, right? Mm. Fine. It's a movie. It's supposed to be fiction.
Yeah.
Then there's the documentary and people are like, oh, it's glorifying him. It's not. It makes him look like a raving, narcissistic, delusional psycho, which, newsflash, that's what he was.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not glorifying him in any way, shape or form. It's telling this horrible, chilling story, really factually, of what he did. You know, it starts with Linda Healy. I think she's the first person that disappeared. And then it goes on and it tracks it. It's all very factual. And then that's interspersed with his prison interviews, which he did just before he was executed. And he's so delusional and saying, I love women. Like, I get on with women so well. And that's supposed to, like, show you
that he
how not right he is.
Was not okay in the head as well. Yeah.
And I don't know why people aren't getting that.
I don't either. It's killing me.
I'm so sick of Ted Bundy. I never thought I'd say it.
I know. I can't with Ted Bundy anymore either. So obviously I wrote a story, which you obviously know because you are my editor.
Yes.
Where I used the headline, I think it was why it's incredibly important we acknowledge Ted Bundy was a babe.
Yes. Which is a bit of a spicy headline.
A little bit spicy, but at the same time,
when you read it, you explain yourself.
And we sold it, like, we didn't even sell it crazy spicy. Like, I think our Facebook copy was like, he used his looks and his charm as a weapon. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you can't.
Accurate.
It's on the box. Mm. You know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And my God, there was so much backlash about it. And I really didn't understand the backlash because a lot of it is like, why are we glorifying this killer and saying he's so hot? He's not hot. Like, think of the victims and it stopped glorifying serial killers and rapists. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Because like, there's a difference between being like one of those crazy Ted Bundy fans that like, you know, cuts their finger and sends their blood into prison when he was still alive and like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, groupies. Dreams of that's a, what a Ted head is.
Like a groupie is fucked. Like, no, right?
Yeah.
There's a difference between that and then acknowledging that somebody who did really fucked up, bad, bad, bad shit looked really normal, quite that attractive.
Double life.
And was charming. Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, it's like you, I think you maybe said this or did a friend of mine say this in the group? No, my friend Tegan said this in the group.
Mm.
She said, if anything, it seems disrespectful to the victims to paint him like he was an idiot, a bumbling idiot, because then all these women are falling for ploys that are stupid. And it's like, he wasn't a bumbling idiot.
No.
He wasn't a genius. I don't think he was a genius. No. But like,
and that the doco said he was too dumb to get into, like, he got into that real shonky law school and he was like embarrassed and he didn't want to go because he had a higher opinion of his intelligence and he had a higher opinion of himself. I was a guy's guy, but then it shows no he wasn't, he was really shit at sport and he didn't really fit in at school.
He like talked himself up.
The facts clash with this image that he's painting. That's the point.
Yeah.
And also, like I said, the thing is called Ted Bundy tapes, conversations with a killer.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it does, the documentary. Yeah. It's not doing anything that it didn't promise in the name.
Yeah.
That's what's so annoying.
Yeah. And I think it's just that thing of like, whenever I've thought of Ted Bundy, this is before all this conversation, and this is kind of why I wanted to write the piece, I always was like, I would have gotten lured in by this guy.
Same.
Because he looks so normal.
Yeah, and hanging like, around the college.
Super, the books. Young. Like, he's pretty young, like, when this is all happening. Mm. He's, you know, he dresses well, he presents well, his hair's, like, neat and clean. Yeah. He just looks like an everyman.
Yes.
And I think that that's what, like, we're saying is, like, if anything from this fucked up guy who did fucked up shit, the takeaway should be, always consider your own safety.
And a lot of girls didn't fall for it. They're like, no thanks, I won't help you with this sailboat.
Exactly, and they said, I felt like a weird vibe.
And that's
like,
not to say the victims were stupid for falling for it.
No, not at all.
A lot of people would have helped him with his books or his sailboat or felt safe because he looked so normal.
Yeah, it's like when
that's the point. He looked normal and he used that to his advantage.
Exactly.
Yes, there were times when he broke into houses and was a complete demon.
Yeah.
But there was another time where he had a whole other MO that he was using.
Yeah. It's like one of the best, I think, now examples I can think of that I've experienced is like once I remember like I was walking down like an alley, like a street, and it was dark. There was no one really around. Mm. Like it was like at night, but it was like a street that went off a busy street, you know? And then there was like a person who was like walking kind of behind me.
Mm.
And I was like, they look fine. Mm-hmm. They seem normal. It's okay. And then I sort of went, no, just like stop and pretend like you're looking for something in your bag. Like stop abruptly.
Yeah.
And then like sort of look and then turn around and walk back the other way. Because I've always heard if you turn and look at someone in the eyes, sometimes it can like put off like a stalker. Anyway, the guy was fine. There's nothing wrong with him. He just kept walking. But it's like things like that where it's like my mind went, no, he's fine. He looks like a normal guy.
And then your mind went again.
Yeah.
Hang on.
And I think that, like, if we're all out here being like, oh, no, we can't call Ted Bundy attractive because that's, I don't know what is wrong with that, then we're discounting this whole other world of a way that people can prey on us.
Yeah.
Very scary. Do not like. So, yeah.
So, there's our Ted Bundy rant.
Cool.
What are you telling me about today? We've spoiled it twice and edited it out.
Well, I think I edited out the first one and I've left the second one in. Well, this is past Mel telling future Mel what to do, so who knows what we've done. We don't know what we've done.
We're in a black hole continuum.
It's a weird continuum. I don't like it. I'm telling you about Yowie.
I'm so excited.
I know, me too. I'm so excited because I've wanted to do this for a while.
Well, remember Wilga?
Yeah. That was a bunyip.
Oh, well, we were like, yowies and bunyips. Yes. They sound so fun. They're just like made of chocolate and they're fun. And then we were terrified.
When you actually
looked into it, we're like, yes. We don't like.
Well, I've even written here that, just in case anyone hasn't listened to Wilga Waterhole. Man. That I always thought yowies were little fat chocolate men, which is what I said in Wigger Waterhole and then realized how bad that sounds.
Yeah.
But for amazing anyone content. Who isn't aware, there are these yowie chocolates available in Australia.
We should have – oh, no, we're not promoting anything, so we shouldn't have bought them.
No. But we – now I want one.
Yes, they're really good. And they have really a toy tasty. Inside.
Mm-hmm. So basically like a Kinder Surprise, mm-hmm. but they're shaped like a little cute little fat little bear-looking thing.
And they're like bright colors. There's like a turquoise one. Yeah. Like – yeah.
Yeah, like colourful.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically.
Don't mind if I do.
That's what all kids. Just pouring yourself another glass there, mate. Josie was like, oh, I don't have to talk too much in this one, so I can get drunk.
I'm going to be on the floor at the end of this.
Yeah, so that's what most Australians think they look like.
Mm.
They look nothing friendly. Like that. Yeah,
they're not friendly.
No, no. Well, let's get to that in a minute. But okay. I will give you a rundown of what an actual yowie looks like based on most reports.
Mm-hmm.
Super fucking tall. So between 2.1 and 3.6 meters. I wrote,
no.
So like a tall basketballer, but even taller. Is like pass smell okay?
It's like a basketballer on another basketballer's shoulders.
I was like, do I think a 3.6 meter human is normal?
That doesn't exist.
No.
Surely.
I don't think so. I think 2 meter people, because you can't go on rides if you're over 2 meters tall.
Really?
Yeah. How sad is that? Like think of the basketballers.
I guess they get paid a lot of money. Yeah. But that's only professional NBA ones.
But then they never get to go on Lethal Weapon the ride.
Amateur people, like just 2 meter tall people who aren't basketballers, just don't have any fun.
No.
What's 2 meters in feet?
Oh, don't. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm 5'8" and I'm 172 centimeters, I think.
I'm 169. Nice. I need to Google it. 2 meters. Oh, fuck. I just... made a physio appointment.
What?
On my phone. What are you doing? Just pressed a button. It's like, no, don't take me to that. 2 meters. Okay. It is 6'6.7. So nearly 6'7". They can't go on rides.
Yeah.
So no basketball or AFL players can go on rides.
They're banned.
Yowies. Yowies can't go on rides.
Yowies really can't go on rides. They are like extra tall.
That's why they're so angry.
They're not angry. I haven't even told you they're angry yet. Anyway, so they're very hairy, so they're covered in hair.
Yep.
Their feet are larger than a human's,
mm-hmm.
but not by heaps.
Right.
And they have abnormally long arms that tend to dangle like a chimpanzee. Like, you know, like mm-hmm. dangle and then they're
The hands kind of are drag
like limp. Yeah.
Vibes.
No neck. I know. I'm loving it so much. And they've got a small head.
The guy was just saying I have a small head. So because I had to measure my head when I wore a Kubra. And I don't know. I'm like a curvaceous gal. Yeah. So honestly, my head is the only – I have normal size feet too. 8, yeah. You know, very average.
Yeah.
But my head is under average.
So oh, it now is that under I, average. Like,
yeah. Like it's small. You know like I have a tiny head. I just never knew. You know when you just don't know something and then you measure it and you're like, fuck, I've got a tiny head.
It's actually
hard to find hats.
Yeah. Well, it would be. You've got a very small head.
So I can relate to the yowie is what I'm saying. Because I'm a bit hairy too. My brother and I always thought we were werewolves because we were the only ones with hairy arms in our family.
I've definitely got hairier arms than you.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, it's the Greek.
You're a werewolf.
It's the Greek.
Oh, okay. I remember in high school someone looked at my arms and was like, why don't you shave your arms?
Oh,
like,
no,
why
fuck
don't
off.
You fuck off? Like,
did you say that?
Yeah, I was like, why would I do? High school was just so fucked. I was like, you couldn't please anyone.
Oh, my God. I have a great story about shaving in high school. So my mom took forever to let me shave my legs.
Yeah, same.
And when I was 14, I was allowed to only do the lower half.
Mums have a weird thing about thighs.
Yes, yes. So I did, but I was hairy like Kate. Like I am like,
yowie.
The Greek is strong with me. And so I shaved the bottom part of my leg.
Yeah.
And I finished at the top of my knee.
Mm.
And then it was literally like I had a hairy bike short. Like no joke. Like, because then I would do little athletics and I would wear little bike shorts for that. And it would be like bike short. Hair bike short
and then
smooth as a baby's ass.
What? My mum was the same. You know what her reasoning was? Oh, then you'll just be shaving forever.
Yeah, same.
That's the dumbest reason. I've heard other girls say this. Yeah, I'm like, but I'm shaving the bottom half anyway.
Yeah.
I think maybe it was to dissuade us from wearing short things.
Possibly, yes. I reckon maybe.
My school skirt was very short.
Yeah, true. And then I feel like once I started shaving my whole leg, I was like, how short can you go?
Yeah, I just didn't wear a skirt. Just went to school in undies.
Just undies all the time. Anyway, that was such an insanely long zesty aside. Coming back to the Yowie, I do want to tell you that I'm going to make my sister film me so I can put in the group.
Okay.
Because I did the best impression of a Yowie because I got
very
involved.
Are you sure you want people to see this?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm very much on this path of just letting my freak flag fly at the moment. Mm. So it's just was a really good impression, and I just really think everyone else needs to see it because you can't truly understand the Yowie until you see somebody being a Yowie is what I think.
Yeah.
And I scared Kate a lot. She got very scared. And that's when I thought, I need to film this and let everyone else.
Lurching around with your arms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's lurchy and there's me and I'm squashing.
You didn't shave your legs for a week? Just to go full method. You're the Daniel Day-Lewis of Yowie.
The Daniel Day-Lewis of Yowie.
You didn't break character the whole way.
Method Yowie acting. But yeah, so that's what a Yowie kind of looks like. So
awful, can awful. I just say.
The name origin is kind of unclear. So basically 19th century writers have reported it as coming from Aboriginal legends. So SBS did this like really good story actually on the 25th of January this year because we'll get to it, but there's been a Yowie sighting of late.
Yeah.
But they did a whole story about like basically what is a Yowie and where it comes from. And they talk about how its roots are in oral history with the Kuku Yalanji peoples who claim to have coexisted with Yowies for centuries. And then that kind of ties with the Yahoo. So the Yahoo is like this whole other thing.
Right.
And basically, so Robert Holden, he wrote this book called Australia's Folklore of Fear, said, quote, "The natives of Australia believe in the Yahoo. This being they describe as resembling a man of nearly the same height, long white hair hanging down from the head over the features. The arms are extraordinarily long, furnished at the extremities with great talons."
No.
The feet turned, it gets so much worse. The feet turned backwards.
No.
Yes. Ooh,
sorry, everybody. Sorry. I'm never loud. Like, they have to turn my levels way up because I'm quieter than Mel and I just screamed. I scared you all. I'm sorry.
What a moment.
No. Backwards.
The feet turned backwards. No. So that on flying from man, so like running away, the foot appears as if the being traveled in the opposite direction. No. So it's running away with its backward feet.
I don't like
and
it.
And so therefore, if you were trying to track it, you can't because you're like, oh, it's gone this way, but it actually ran from that
direction. So does that mean it runs like with its face facing the person?
I think it would be like how birds stand and then like knee bits go backwards.
Yeah.
That's what in my head I've decided.
God, I hate this.
Yeah, this is the Yahoo FYI.
I don't like the Yahoo.
Although they describe it as a hideous monster of an unearthly character and ape-like appearance. Mm. So then in a 1980 book, the Waladabar Manuscripts. Wow, I got that right. I really thought I was going to fuck that up.
You did it.
Waladabar.
Waladabar.
It's a really nice word. Waladabar. They actually asked an actual Aboriginal elder, which, you know, is a great idea instead of just getting a white man to tell
you. Go straight to the source.
So it says, "Old Bungari, a Gunnedah Aboriginal, said at one time there were tribes of them, the Yahoos, and they were the original inhabitants of the country. He said they were the old race of blacks. The Yahoos and the blacks used to fight and the blacks would always beat them, but the Yahoo always made away from the blacks being a faster runner mostly."
Yeah, on their fucking weird backwards feet.
I know. Of course they can because they've got their weird backwards feet going on. And then historian Graham Joyner thinks what happened was that people got confused with the Yahoo and turned that word into the Yowie because he says there isn't actual evidence of the name Yowie before 1975. Of the term Yowie.
There's
descriptions of these types of animals.
Of the thing, but that actual name is quite new.
Yeah. Ah. And what he thinks is that the Yahoo was actually a real undiscovered marsupial, also called the Australian gorilla or ape, and that it had gone extinct before the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
Or did it?
It's living somewhere with the Tassie tiger.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I was like, is that the one that's everywhere? No, that's the Tassie devil. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So we've sort of got this whole thing where, like, there's this combo that it was invented by 19th century journos. Then there's the confused name of the Yahoo. It's all very, like, I don't know. And we don't actually know if Graham Joyner is correct about his 1975 Yowie thing. But the point being, it was either an Australian marsupial that either went extinct or didn't,
mm-hmm.
or it's just the fucking Yowie.
I don't like the Yahoo at all. You got me first with the hair hanging over the face because it was a bit like the ring, but like grey. Yeah. And then you mentioned the feet and that's why I reacted like that because I was already on edge.
I know. It's a very like...
And the talons.
The description is fucked. It's like the bunyip. It's fucked. Just don't put all these things together.
Don't.
Just have
put
one
an alligator
or the other.
On an emu with a dragon or whatever the
do
fuck that was.
Do not put backwards feet on a
don't.
Thing.
Don't do it.
It's backwards not okay.
Feet are backwards for a reason.
So... They basically, so then there's, okay, so there's all these people that are Yowie hunters, right?
Yes.
So many. Yeah. So there's actually so fucking many
Which
of them.
Which to me means it's real.
That's your, you've already made your decision. Josie, we're like a quarter of the way into the podcast and Josie's made her decision already.
Sorry. Yes, go on.
So one of them is this Yowie hunter called Dean Harrison, and he spoke to SBS in that same article.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they prefer the eastern seaboard,
great.
So like up the east.
Yep.
Yep, as well as the Blue Mountains, which is just up and slightly inland from mm-hmm. the
You
coast.
May remember it from such episodes as the Lithgow Panther and the Trump family.
Yes. The Gold Coast in Queensland mm-hmm. and Sunshine Coast in Queensland. So a lot of coastal and that if you think about all those areas, very bushy, very hinterland.
Yes, hinterland.
Like mm-hmm. apart from the Blue Mountains, all of that is kind of humid as well. It's like
true.
I'm
my
really
least favorite
yeah.
type of weather.
Yes, most hated.
Take me away from the humidity. Mm.
They're also in Western Australia. And yes. they like the area around Mandurah, and I'm a terrible person and didn't look up where that was.
I have no fucking idea where Mandurah is.
Don't entirely care.
WA listeners.
I mean, you can make me care.
Tell us where. But you know what, Mel? You just fucking drove around the whole country.
I know.
And you're always like, I've been everywhere, man. You haven't been to Mandurah.
I haven't
you can't
been to
tell
Mandurah.
Us.
I know.
You
I'm
have
so
no idea?
Sorry.
You didn't see it on a sign.
If I want to just make a sort of wild guess
oh,
that
I
has
love
absolutely no
geographical
basis.
Here we go.
I'm going to say
fat
it's
bit?
Like, no, I was going to say the fat bit actually, because I was going to say the lower fat bit mm-hmm. down near like Bunbury.
Okay.
But who knows? I'd love if I got that right.
Do you want me to see? I yeah. have Google. I have technology.
Also, do you reckon it's Mandurah or Mandurah?
Mandurah. You know, I keep thinking it's the same place as Mildura, but it's not.
Yeah.
Mandurah.
It's Mandurah.
Okay. It is officially... Not near Bunbury. Aww. Well, it's near, but it's like near Rockingham.
Oh, it's
like
just south of Perth. Okay. All right. Well, it's south of Perth. So there you go. Perthians. Hit up Mandurah for some Yowie spotting.
So when you say like these areas,
yeah,
there's been reports that it's
yes.
been seen?
Yes, there have. So another article from the ABC from November 2018 reckons that Woodenbong or Woodenbong or Wodenbong, we're not sure. I never know. I'm just telling you all of them so that no one
You're
yells at me.
You're covering your ass.
Yeah, I'm covering
this is
my
great.
Ass.
Great. Geographical melt.
Is the unofficial Yowie capital of Australia. It's a New South Wales town.
Oh, great.
It's in the far north, so like up toward Byron Bay, Lismore, that vibe, mm-hmm. you know, but inland. Probably inland a bit from Lismore, down from the Gold Coast.
Love this.
It's like on the border... With New South Wales and Queensland.
Yeah.
Got it? Kind of. Anyway, it's like kind of the border vibe, which is funny because it's actually near the border ranges, which makes sense.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's the unofficial Yowie capital mm-hmm. of Australia.
Because so many sightings?
Yeah, which
oh
we will
God.
Get to.
Okay, sorry. I'm like...
You are. You're
I'm keen for the zesty yarns of like Yowie experiences. I know that you have to explain the backstory, but I'm just keen for the spice.
And then according to the Kuku Yalanji traditional owner and elder Linda Birchall, who spoke to SBS,
mm-hmm.
Quinkins, which is like a whole other name for Yowies, which confuses me and I can't get into
names.
It. I've lumped them together,
yeah.
but who knows, have been known to appear because something disturbed them or a sacred
right.
site.
Okay.
So it could be anything from land development to a lunar eclipse. So Perthians,
yeah.
if there's a lunar eclipse... Head on down to Mandurah, whatever it is,
yep.
and have some zesty Yowie spotting is my take on today.
Why would you want to do that? They sound hideous.
Because some people like to see weird, creepy shit, okay?
Yeah,
I
okay.
want to see a Yowie. I'm scared of them, but I want to see it.
Okay.
So cryptozoologist, which is someone that studies
yes.
beings that literally don't even exist. I'm so sorry.
Well, are you just shat on every cryptozoologist that's listening? They've all pressed stop.
Yeah.
They're like, how dare you?
How dare Bigfoot you fucking enthusiast even?
Has turned off. Yeah. The Bigfoot enthusiast They're has all left gone. The building.
Which means Tony Healy, who maybe has been listening, maybe hasn't, has mm-hmm. gone. But he spoke to the ABC in November 2018, saying there were testimonies from explorers and missionaries from the 1820s and 30s about Aboriginal people who had seen, inverted commas, hairy men, which they knew by different names. So this explains the Quinkin and right. the Yowie and the, you know, in the
So every kind of group Yahoo. Had a different potentially. Name for it.
It's potentially why there's so many names around. The earliest account in a document about one of these creatures was November 1876 in Australian Town and Country Journal.
Oh, that sounds fancy.
It sounds boring.
It sounds like polo and, you know, people playing polo and doing, like, having manicured lawns and they're like rich people that live in the country.
I feel like the front cover like is rich a horse. Farmers. Yeah, and it's a horse and it has sort of like a bunch of its awards stuck to the side and it has like a saddle that has like a frilly leather edging mm-hmm. to it and it's standing in front of like its little hooves are like this. It's the
most smug fucking horse you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
It's like.
It's a really smug horse. You can't
see if you're just listening. I pulled a smug face.
Yeah, and it's standing in front of a house on a manicured lawn.
And the house is like one of those sprawling farmhouses that you see when you're driving to the country.
And it's all
like,
white. They're rich. And like French doors. Yep. Anyway, so that's irrelevant.
Town and Country Journal.
So they had an account of, inverted commas, indigenous apes, which is where we tie in with this whole...
Yep. Yahoo. Know,
Yahoo sort of original gorilla vibe. And they had a quote, who has not heard the blacks... What did I tell you?
Oh, of the course that's in out. Town and Country the Journal. The racists are out. Because it's so fucking white.
Yeah. I mean, it would be the whitest it would be fucking journal. White
McWhiterson is the editor of this.
Even now, it would be White McWhiterson, I reckon. It would be like the worst. Anyway, I'm so sorry, Australians. Maybe they're really like diverse and like we don't even know if they exist anymore.
I don't think it does.
And they're like, sorry, we were like the first magazine to like have an Indigenous person.
Yeah, we support like, LGBTQI on our cover or something. Rights.
Yeah.
We're like, no, you're all just wasps. Says us, we're sitting here just the two whitest girls.
Drinking rosé and VB. Rose. Like, can we get more fucking white? Anyway, it said, sorry, the quote was, who has not heard the blacks speaking of some unearthly animal or inhuman creature, namely the Yahoo devil or hairy man of the wood? And then 6 years later, there was a whole article in the same journal written called Australian Apes, and that talks about them more in depth and featured an encounter from the naturalist Henry James McCooey. Mm-hmm. He says he saw one around Bateman's Bay.
This is what I've been waiting for, an encounter.
Yeah.
Bateman's Bay, bring it on.
Oh, there's so many coming up. So he said, I should think that if it were standing perfectly upright, it would be nearly 5 feet high. It was tailless.
It's not tall.
I know. His was a little one.
A baby.
Maybe it was. It could have been.
A baby.
Little baby. Owie. A little baby little one.
Backwards feet baby.
A baby with backwards feet is cute.
Nah. Yeah. Nothing with backwards feet is cute.
What if they're tiny little toddler feet? And they're in little Converses.
The baby vans that you can buy.
Little baby vans. Little baby Timberlands.
Nah. Backwards feet are wrong. They shouldn't be on anyone, not even baby yowies.
They should definitely be on baby yowies anyway. He says, oh, where did I get to? It was tailless and covered with very long black hair, which was of a dirty red or snuff color around the throat and breast only. So it had like a little chesty.
Yeah, like my cat has a white chest, but it was gross up.
Yeah, it was more like dirty red.
Yeah, dirty red.
Its eyes, which were small and restless, were partly hidden by matted hair that covered its head.
Christ.
I threw a stone at the animal, as you fucking do. To be fair, like, same.
Yeah, I'd throw my entire life at that thing. Just fucking take anything.
I would be throwing, like, everything that was in, like, my fucking horse and cart.
Horse and cart. Just all my food.
Here's the horse. I will throw a horse at it.
Take my smug horse from my farmstead.
When in doubt, throw your horse at things. That's what I say. Throw your horse at it. He threw a stone at the animal, whereupon it immediately rushed off. So there's this sort of like, you'll see soon, there's a bit of a trend where they're not They're not actually aggressive. They're sort of like, oh, fuck, get away from me. Mm-hmm. This is just a fun aside. He offered to catch her for the Australian Museum for £40 and they declined.
Oh, you lost Australian Museum.
Wasn't it like the Australian Museum, someone was trying to sell them a bunyip head as well? Yeah. They probably have seen some shit, hey?
And it was there. It was briefly...
Oh, yeah, it was too. Yeah. And they're like, this is
a bunyip. And then they're like, hang on, this is a decapitated calf or something.
Yeah, or something. Oh, lol. So now I've written my subhead is fun, zesty stories of sightings.
I love it. I can't wait. Not that that wasn't fun and interesting. That was incredibly well researched.
Thank you very much.
And backed up with quotes. And it was really in depth. Look, I liked it.
I didn't really care for any of it. But I did need to give you a background.
Yeah, before you dove straight into the zest.
And I really needed you guys to understand what it looked like because that's kind of the most fun.
The backwards feet, guys. The backwards fucking feet.
Never forget the backwards feet.
I won't. I'll be fucking dreaming about this tonight.
So I've just collected. There's so many fucking stories. There's so many. And I've just collected a bunch of my favorites / one. So I've got about a few that happened in Woden Woodenbong.
Because it's the Yowie capital of Australia.
Woodenbong. Woodenbong.
How's it spelt?
Woo, like wood. Or wooden bong.
That's what you said first. Mm. And I thought you were saying a wooden bong. I was like, how rustic.
We should make them t-shirts for their town and it's just a wooden bong.
Yeah.
Wooden bong.
Wooden bong. I've never heard of it.
High on the ranges.
It's
not on the ranges, though. It's all low down. Mm. But that would be maybe the funny because it's like if you're high, you'd be high. Like, I'm so fucking high. So we're in Woodenbong, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Woodenbong.
1928, Palin. Oh, no, we're not even in Woodenbong.
Oh.
We're near Woodenbong.
You've got
though.
Bongs on the brain.
Bongs on the brain. We're near Woodenbong. We should start doing this with bongs.
Smashed a lot of rose.
No, that was a joke. We don't do bongs.
No.
I've never done a bong. I've never snorted a bong.
I've never injected bong.
Never. Bong? Never had it.
Don't know her. Anyway. We sound like we're on the bongs right now.
Dude, we're not on the bong.
It's Monday afternoon.
The bong hasn't been had.
No.
So 1928, Palin Creek, border ranges region near Woodenbong.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Mitchell's casually like click-clacking along with
his
mate.
He's doing something wholesome.
He is on his fucking horse. And then bam, they see a yowie at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
10 fucking a.m. Go to bed. Just go and have some scrambled eggs in your bush hut, yowie, and just chill. Let people live for 5 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Come back at night. Yeah. Night's your time.
When no one's around.
Yeah.
It's rude. To be out at 10 a.m. in my opinion.
When you are a creepy mythological animal, it is frankly rude to be out before 8 p.m. of an evening.
With backwards feet.
Yeah. So he has a quote, which I don't even know where it fucking came from, and I'm not going to tell you because I'm not going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 7 feet tall with a black human face and a gorilla-like body covered in thick brownish hair. It showed no aggression, just looked at us for a moment, then turned and disappeared into the bush. So that's just the palin. That's it. That's all I got, Pia. But it's just like
that's
a fun
terrific.
One.
It's 7 feet tall.
And it's like gorilla-like body covered in thick brownish hair. No, thank you.
And
hard
then it
pass.
Just disappeared. So like you said, it's not like aggro. Like it doesn't really want to be causing trouble. You know, it
no.
left.
No. Yes. Again, yeah. Again, we
it
see it.
It was like,
off.
You know what? Fair call. I shouldn't be out at 10 a.m. I'm just going to head back.
It's like, oh, shit, you caught me.
I'll come back in 12 hours. Bye.
Bye. Then we're going to jump to 1976, also in Woodenbong. Thelma Crewe, a resident, reports to the Northern Star that she saw not one, but two in her yard.
In her yard?
Yep. She says, I didn't turn on the kitchen light straight away because it was such a moonlit night. I stood at the open window looking at the view. This creature walked onto our lawn from the vacant lot next door and stood there for 2 or 3 minutes looking toward me.
No.
Yes.
Thelma, no, you should duck down as soon as that happens.
She said he was sort of flexing his arms in a circular movement in front of his face.
That's weird.
Yep.
I don't like it.
I don't know. Like, what does that even look like?
Flexing his arms.
Like this?
We look like we're doing Wakanda Forever.
Yeah, we really do.
That's so weird.
I know. The creature then moved from the side toward the bedroom where my husband was sleeping.
Oh, my God.
There was another creature of exactly the same height and appearance standing under our bedroom window.
Fuck that.
They were about 5 feet tall, so again,
small.
Just baby. me. The baby little babies owie. In the little vans. And covered in tan-coloured hair. Their heads seemed to be sunk low into their shoulders.
Because they've got no necks.
Yeah. I couldn't see their facial features properly. They had a shuffling kind of walk.
Because they got backwards feet. It's a bit ungainly.
Yeah. Shuffling along.
Oh, my God. Did she not wake Terry up or whatever the fuck her husband's name
Terry
is?
Terry is definitely the name of her husband for sure. And I don't know. I mean, I would. I'd be fucking like, you fucking deal with this shit.
Yeah. Like, fuck feminism. You go out and deal with this yowie. I
always wake my boyfriends up to kill the cockroach, for example. Like,
same.
I don't give a shit.
Well, basically, I'm so terrified of them. If you have to wake up 5 a.m,
I don't care.
I just scream like someone stabbed me. Yeah. So there's no choice but to wake up.
Yeah. It's like, and then you're, and then I run out of the room and then I'm just like, yeah.
I go and hide, figure it out. And then I need to see the body.
Yes. Me too.
Mum used to try and trick me. They're like, yeah, I got it. And I'm like, yeah. Mum, it's back.
Yeah.
And then I knew she was lying. So then she used to have to show me the corpse.
Yeah. So fun fact, an ex-boyfriend from what? Have I ever told this story already? The cricket story?
I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever. I'm going to tell it again. Surprise. You're getting it again. It's one of my best stories.
Yeah.
Ex-boyfriend, like a while back, there was a cricket in his room and it was like going like, brr, brr, which
hate
is
it.
The worst. Yep. We didn't know where it was.
I'd move out.
Yeah. And I was like, it was like right before we were going to go to bed. And I was like, no. Because he was just like, oh, whatever. Let's just like sleep. It's fine. And I'm like, no, you fuck weird. It's going to land on my foot. It will be on my foot that it will land, not yours. Yeah. And he had like grown up in the country, so he didn't give a shit. Mm. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, absolutely not. We're not sleeping with a cricket in the room. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you have to find it. And his room had so much shit in it. He was like a weird hoarder. I
hate that.
Like it wasn't a weird hoarder.
Well, that's
hoarder.
Me. I'm saying I hate it, but that's my room.
Like I hate it.
This my is side my of the room.
It was just like clutter, like very cluttered. So he's like pulling like, it was in the corner and he's like pulling things out, but like kind of looking for it and not really. And he's like, I really can't find it. And I'm like, no. We're finding it. So now I have him at like 11 p.m. like pulling his like desk out of the wall, pulling like things out onto the bed. And I'm just like standing in the hallway just like watching.
Yeah, I'm not dealing with this.
Yeah, fully, right? And then basically we ended up finding it. We couldn't find it. And then we were just like lying. Like I was literally like, I can't sleep. So I was like lying there just like waiting for it to come back out. And eventually it did come back out. And he just like picked it up with his hands.
No,
disgusting.
I
and threw it out the window.
I can't touch a creature like that with my hands. It,
like crickets, I know that they don't like hurt you and shit, but they are disgusting.
They're hideous.
Weird
and grasshoppers.
Freaky long legs. Yeah. Ooh. No. Anyway. No,
they also, I hate all insects. I don't discriminate. I just hate all of them.
Yeah. I would be happy for them to get wiped out and I know that would fuck up the entire environment and I don't really care.
Me neither. If it means I don't have to see a cockroach ever again,
yeah,
I'm fine with it.
Exactly. So anyway,
I don't rights activists what don't come even, at us.
What was that even in reference to?
Because we were like, Terry,
wait,
deal
Terry
with the
up.
Yowie.
Terry, deal with the yowie.
Terry, doll, there's two yowies outside. Can you deal with them? I've got work in the morning, doll. You know I'm doing the double shift tomorrow. Be a love. Go and get the yowies. He gets off and he's like,
gets a broom.
Saggy undies. And he's got the broom. He's like, just half heartedly. He's half asleep. The saggy undies.
The saggy undies. The saggy undies have to be involved. Saggy and my dad wears like these weird
t-shirts
to bed.
Yeah, that's where I got them from. My dad has saggy bed undies. He used to come shuffling out like to go to the bathroom and have a friend sleeping over. And I'd be like, oh my God, dad.
Like, Dad, those things are so see-through.
Dad,
I can see every
so
every hair on your butt, every single hair is visible right now.
Oh, Dad, thanks for inspiring that image of Terry.
So
Bobby.
Sorry to both our dads for revealing their underwear choices.
Dad does not even know what a podcast is, so there's
neither.
No chance that he can hear this.
Safe as houses. Anyway, I do feel like Terry deal with the yowie is just how I want to live my life from now on.
Yep.
It's just getting other people to deal with the dumb shit
it's
in my
strong,
life that I don't want
Thelma
to.
The Thelma vibes are strong.
Yeah.
I want to be like Thelma.
So that was the longest segue off from, because I was really meant to just go straight into the next story, which was that 10 months later, 300 meters away, Jan Maloney.
Of course it was Jan.
I have a whole theory about these two in a minute. Jan Maloney tells the Northern Star that her Australian Terrier was attacked by one.
Oh,
I know. No. She said, I suddenly saw the creature directly in front of me. I was within 6 feet of the jolly thing and I think I stopped breathing for a moment because of the fright. It was sitting on its haunches and had the dog completely crushed against its chest.
Oh my God.
I know. It was as if it was trying to crush the life out of the little dog.
No.
The creature stood up, looked straight at me and dropped the dog, which I thought was dead. She also made note that its genitals were very apparent, Josie, oh, and that it was a male.
Some big dick energy.
Yowie is hung.
Maybe it was some, I don't want to say that. Maybe it was aroused by the dog. Maybe it thought the dog was something to mate with.
Oh, like maybe like a...
I think that's what Jan is saying between the lines.
I don't think that's what Jan is at all saying.
Its penis was apparent, meaning it was, you know, at least half-mast. I think that's what Jan means. She's just too much of a lady to say the yowie had a boner.
I really don't think that's what was being said, but okay. P.S. Don't you feel like maybe Jan has some beef with older
I don't think they're friends Thelma, at all.
And like she just wanted to like cut Thelma's grass and be like, well, fuck you. I saw a yowie too, yeah, bitch.
But you know what complicates things?
The is dead dog.
Terry and Gary, Jan's husband Gary, yes, are best friends. Oh, so Jan and Thelma have to see each other
Jan's
all the time.
Imaginary husband,
and they
Gary.
Don't like each other.
Yes. Mm. But Terry and Gary are like, can't our wives just get along for the weekly
the
bingo
old ball
session?
And chain, but they don't like each other. And they're trying to out yowie each other.
And they're just like in the
well,
Northern
mine
Star.
Had a boner. Yeah. So take that, Thelma.
Mine fucking killed my dog. So maybe you saw two.
But mine had powerful dick energy.
And it killed
and
the dog.
And tried to kill a little Fido.
Fuck you. Well, it actually did kill the dog, which is
oh,
really...
Did it?
And
oh,
isn't
fuck.
That depressing? It ruins the story every time. Oh. I just watched Rogue, which is a croc movie.
Did the dog die?
Yes. And this is what really upset me was like,
it's like
the
I
dog
Legend.
Never dies.
The only thing people remember from that movie is the dog died.
I know. Never kill the
Who's
dog.
Who's in it? I don't know. Just know that the dog dies.
Dog fucking dies. It's depressing.
You never
anyway.
Kill the dog.
Never. It's rude. It's frankly rude.
I can't believe the yowie killed the dog.
Yeah, it crushed it. Well, I mean, like, we don't know because, to be honest,
Jan could have made this entire thing up just to piss Thelma off.
Just probably. So jump to 1977 and the Sydney Morning Herald reported residents on Oxley Island near Taree heard blood-curdling screams made by an animal at night.
No.
Mrs. Jeff G told – Mrs. Jeff G, as in they, like, referred to her as her husband's name. Yeah.
Jeff.
Mrs. Jeff G.
At least Thelma and Jan got to be called their own names.
I know. And it was the same kind of time period. So it's kind of like weird. Sydney Morning Herald, you're a bit backward. Soz. Anyway.
Mrs. Jeff G. She's more than that.
She's more than her husband,
yeah,
okay?
But we'll never know. Because
unless her name is actually Jeff. In which case, we've just assumed.
We've been very sexist about so the name Jeff.
Oh. actually, one of my friends...
Is it G-E-O-F-F?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's G-off. Even better. I love that.
So she told the Sydney Morning Herald that she saw a huge black furry creature standing at the end of their jetty waving. And she also noted that wherever
waving.
The animal...
So poor Jan's is like dog murdering, big dick having...
It doesn't have an erection. I don't know where you got
and
this idea
this
from.
And this one is just friendly, like, hi.
And it's like a lovable giant, like, you know, it's like Frankenstein's monster. Yeah. It's like, I just want to love you. I just look scary.
Yeah, like Alf.
Yeah.
Like it wants to come live with the family.
Alf is exactly how I imagine they look, P.S.
Same. Yeah. Well, his head, because he was quite small.
Yeah, true. They also noted that wherever the animal is thought to be, people can detect a strong smell. The yowie has B.O.
Like B.O. smell.
Probably. I don't know. I just made that up. Like, no, I didn't make up the fact they have a strong smell. I made up the BO a bit.
Ew.
Yeah. So.
So if you're in Mandurah or Mandura and it's lunar eclipse and you get a whiff of something and you hear some animal screams, then you know that's a
and
yowie.
And it's waving
in town.
At you. But it has maybe
your dog
a half erection.
In one hand that's waving with the other. I just killed your dog. Sorry.
Sorry. It was an accident. I just wanted to hug it. So then 1996, in the book The Yowie by Tony Healy, that cryptozoologist we just totally talked shit about before.
Yes, all about it, Tones.
His book features a story from Belinda Garfoot, who was driving along the King's Highway between Braidwood and the coast, which I'm pretty sure Braidwood is like near Canberra-ish, and then it goes toward, that King's Highway goes toward like Jarvis Bay vibes.
Yep.
I don't know. I made that up, but I think it is true. I think slash don't know, with her husband Peter. Mm. Peter pulls over to rest the car's brakes, which I wrote, why? Is that a thing people do? Mate, what is that for?
You know what? He's probably one of those stingy people. What's his name?
Peter.
Oh, Peter.
Garfoot.
For fuck's sake.
Peter is such a stingy name.
He just wants named. To like, yeah. He's probably got no petrol, is on fumes, you know?
Yeah. And he's like, got to rest it for a minute.
And then they bloody nearly get attacked by a yowie.
Well, yeah, because then both of them see one in the rear mirror for 5 seconds. Just like,
no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They said it was around 2 meters tall. No, it didn't. Disproportionately long arms, no, shaggy hair covering its body, and no neck. So the same reports. Oh, no neck. But it's interesting that all the reports kind of correlate. Yes.
Yeah.
Except for the little 5 foot ones, but they're the babies with the little Vans on.
little backwards Vans.
Be great branding for Vans because the Vans is on the back, so it'd be
true.
Advertise with the Yowies, guys.
Yeah, sponsor those Yowie babies.
Then 2001, Mulgowie, Queensland, a woman reported seeing something that looked like an ape approaching the road.
No.
She told the police and they had a search but found nothing. She told Australian Yowie Research, which I'm going to get to in a second, I know, that it was covered in dark hair and looked like a large version of an orangutan.
Tan. That's so scary.
Yeah.
Because it's so not anything that we have in this country.
Well, this is what I mean. And then they all kind of like line up to look a bit like I imagine like long arms, dangling arms, no neck. That's an orangutan.
They're like, you know, they're like cute.
Yeah.
But this is like 7 feet tall.
Well, yeah. You like take that cute thing and make
it. Killing a dog, you know. Yeah. It's not so cute.
Not so cute.
No, thanks.
Australian Yowie Research. Can we just have a pause there for a minute?
Is this a website?
It is a website. It is a beautiful website. Wow. It looks like GeoCities threw up on GeoCities and then threw up again on GeoCities. It is the greatest thing I've ever seen. The background, I think, is like a night sky, but like one of those like wallpaper types.
What's the font, Comic Sans? No, they're too serious.
No, it's like a sort of a curved cursive, but like maybe from 1996.
Yeah.
And then it's literally is set up the way I used to have a Harry Potter website called The Unknown Weasleys. That's a whole other thing. It's like another conversation for another time.
Do you like keep the Harry Potter thing kind of under your hat?
Oh, totally. Well, I used to be obsessed. Yeah, I used to be obsessed as a teenager and then it kind of waned off as I got older.
And now you're too cool.
I'm not too cool. I still love it. Anyway, it's amazing. And then they have like a forum that I did have a little play in for a little bit.
Yeah, now I remember.
I am. Not going to lie. It's great. It's a great time on there. Also, side note, they are the only place that I saw this, so I just wrote it down. Connected to Australian Yowie Research, but they reckon Yowies make teepees of sticks, like in the fucking Blair Witch, and like stone stacks. And you know, you see them sometimes in the bush.
I've frozen in fear.
Okay, so
what
you know when we were talking about
stone
Malat
stacks?
Yeah, stone stacks. Okay, so you know when we're talking about Malat?
I have made them, to be fair. I've made stone stacks. So
you're part Yowie, as we've already discussed.
If you've seen them, like, where I have been, then that was me, not a Yowie. I like making them.
Oh, my God. I like to make them. So
cans.
Okay. No, cans.
That's what they're called.
Oh, I thought, I was like, can we go fucking back to Malat? How many times have I said the word Malat?
Malat. But let's talk about Ted Bundy. I'm kidding. I don't want to talk about him ever
again.
Never
again.
Who's Ted Bundy? I don't care. Tell me about Ivan Milat.
So you know how Ivan Milat, when they would find the bodies, they would find like a weird stick structure on top. That is what the pictures look like.
No.
Like little weird stick teepees.
So there's pictures.
Yeah, there's pictures. Oh my God. There's so many pictures going to the group for this episode. There's pictures galore. And the stone stacks are like those weird, like round sort of flat stones in a pile.
Yeah, I make them.
Yeah, she's a stone pile maker.
I'm that guy.
So that's the only place though that I've found that reference. So who knows? But then they are called Australian Yowie Research. So
I mean, they're dedicated to the research of Yowies. They know what they're talking about. Yes, I'm pouring a third rosé. Don't judge me.
Yes, I'm drinking my beer out of the corner of my mouth. Don't judge me. So in 2013 in Mowbray, Queensland, not Mulgowie, a man told the Cairns Post that he was fishing near, well, so Mowbray is like 7 kilometres south of Port Douglas. Mm-hmm. So just that kind of, you know, tropical waters.
Yep.
He hears a noise that he'd never heard and it said, quote, like a growl, but not like any animal I know.
Oh my God.
I freaked out and went to cut the line and actually cut my rod in half. Like, oh, that's how scared he was. Jesus Christ. I know. Also, what scissors just have you got?
Cuts his arm off.
It's like, quick, machete it all down. Cuts his whole arm off. He's so keen to cut the rod.
He's just like, get the fuck out of here. Wow.
Yeah. I started the ute before my friend even moved. We reversed it, which is also like so fucking me. Have I told you about when I was in Thailand?
No.
Okay, here's a fun zesty aside again. I've had so many zesty asides this episode.
This whole episode's been one big zesty aside. It's just fucking
zesty asides, isn't it? It's like 2 hours long. You know what? Long.
I'm like deliberately trying to piss off the reviewers now. Because I'm like, we don't need you.
And we don't need
them. We have lots of fans that like us. Mm-hmm. So you can just go. So I will do so many zesty asides just to piss you off. I'm not going to try and please you anymore. We don't want you.
We don't want you.
We don't want your kind around here.
So I was in Thailand years and years ago with my mum and my sister. And we were just like shopping and whatever.
No dad.
We're just shopping. And then we heard these sounds, like popping sounds. And we were sort of like, I've never heard a gunshot before, so I didn't know what it was. But then all these like people start screaming and running towards us. And I just immediately was like, oh, fuck, something bad's happening. So I turn and bolt down this alleyway. Fuck mum and Kate. Don't care. Bolt down this alleyway and then run into the first door that I see that's open, which was a kitchen. And then I'm like standing there and then they run in behind me because they followed me.
Yeah.
But like honestly, like probably like 10 seconds later because they had no time to like, it's not
you
like
were already
I stopped.
Gone.
Yeah, it's not like I stopped and went, fuck, we got to go.
Your mom was probably like, okay, I'll just turn around here and direct my kids what to do. And you were just gone.
Yeah, so I totally just like left them for dust. It was ridiculous.
Amazing.
But that's basically what this guy did.
True colors came out there.
I know. I always say it as like this is me in a crisis. This is me in a zombie apocalypse. It's like, save yourselves.
Yeah.
You're
just
it's
a dust
me.
Cloud.
Yeah. Just run in as fast as my little legs can carry me.
Your backwards feet can carry you.
So he continued and he said, quote, we reversed out as quick as we could onto the road and I had the spotlight on. Then suddenly it was on the bridge like the Yowie. Going
oh
very
Lord,
fast.
Oh, my Lord, I nearly choked on my rosé.
It had dark brown hair, coarse and thick like a dog's. Its arms were flying behind it.
Ooh.
Yeah, how scary is that?
God, that's a mental image, isn't it?
It's not a good image.
Fuck me. On its backwards feet.
On its backwards feet. And he said he was super, super scared. Like this guy, the
genuine
quotes. Like I didn't put all the quotes in because we'd get bored. But he's... account of it is like he is like fucking shit scared and he said he locked his door when he got home and then he like checked on his kids and like locked their rooms like he was so terrified he was like I gotta protect my whole family isn't that insane I know
and it was really fast
yes
so it was coming after them
it was no like I mean yes like we don't know I suppose but it's like it kind of ran onto the bridge like he spotted it. They ran off and then maybe it was still going in that direction. Like, I mean, I don't know. I haven't – none of the accounts, spoiler alert, have them coming after anyone.
Right.
But they're apparently so fucking scary. Anyway, whew, two more to go. The two best ones, I have to say.
I love that you've like – they've escalated.
Oh, yeah. They're escalating. They escalate obviously as well because it's like it gets closer and closer to now where people like
– it's like last week.
Expand on shit. So 2014, Tony Duffy tells the Gympie Times that he spoke for 2 hours with a Yowie.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. I have heard about this speaking.
Yes.
People in our group. Also, we've completely changed our MO. MO? Are we murderers? And we've stopped doing group like talking.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, so, and we feel like it's getting bigger as it goes anyway.
Yeah, but I just, in case.
We should.
Just like not familiar. The group that we keep referring to is our Facebook group.
Yes.
All Aussie Mystery Hour on Facebook.
Come join it.
Come and join that. That's what we're talking about. Some people in the group have mentioned Yowies and said, oh, a mate of mine spoke to a Yowie. And that was the first, that was after the Wilga Waterhole episode.
Yes.
It's the first I heard that you could speak to these things and I've just been like, what the fuck? So I am so here for this one.
Oh, yeah. This is my favorite one by far.
Oh, my God.
So Tony was camping in the bush and he said he saw what looked like a very large man approach him.
I'm so scared.
He said the Yowie spoke in a language he thinks scared. Might be Latin. It's not scary. It's funny.
Julius Caesar walked over to him.
Yeah. Just a hairy God. Julius Caesar walked over to him with feet that
speaking Latin.
Yeah.
Where the fuck would it have learned Latin?
Oh, well, he said it might be Latin, so he doesn't know. Tony right. doesn't know.
Tony's been drinking ever since this has happened.
And he said, quote, he was quickly able to learn a few words in English and we spoke for about 2 hours. They're very intelligent. So he seems to think he can just pick up other languages. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So then the next night.
What'd they talk about?
Well, he doesn't say. He just doesn't tell us. It's a secret between Tony and his Yowie. So the next night, the Yowie returned with its wife and daughter.
Baby Yowie! With its little vans on.
And Tony's quote after this was, my whole mission is to protect them and to convince people to leave them alone and not hurt them. In the last 12 months, I've had close contact with Yowies on at least 7 occasions.
Wow.
These creatures must be protected and respected. Yowies are clearly the missing link that scientists have looked for decades. I believe that they are the greatest discovery in the history of natural science. Big call.
Wow. Tony's...
Yeah. Yep. He's making some wild statements here. They are very peaceful creatures and love their partners and their children dearly.
That's nice. That's where all the good guys are. They're Yowies.
Also feel... That's where you go when you're sick of guys.
Yeah.
Find a Yowie.
Yeah. Head to Mandurah or whatever it's called.
I mean, they are... Maybe they're like kind of human. We don't know. Anyway, that got a bit weird and like bestiality-ish.
Well... Remember what Jan said.
The dick. I mean, you said it. Jan did not say she said, it had an erection.
She said it had a very apparent penis, meaning true. Big.
True. Okay. Well, it did have a big dick, but it's all on Josie that it had an
that
erection.
It had a boner.
She's totally made that up and run with it real hard.
real hard.
Anyway, last one. So sorry, guys. This has been such
Can
a...
Can I
like,
just interject yeah. again for the 15,000th
Yes,
time.
Interject into this train wreck of an episode, please.
Tony, you okay, hun? Like, he's been chatting to them. What's going on? Like, he made best friends with this Yowie.
It's very weird.
The Yowie brought the wife. The wife?
Yeah.
He called her a wife.
Yeah.
Does that have a wedding ring on?
I mean, look, we don't know. He's obviously looking at it
That's
through the context of his own culture.
Yeah. And then what? He's met the whole community?
I don't know.
I don't know
Tony's
about that.
I feel like he's, for somebody who's
Tony's quite, taken it to the extreme.
He's really gone there.
Yeah.
Maybe he lives with them now. We don't know.
Okay.
We should try and get in touch with Tony Duffy.
We should.
I bet he would listen to this. He probably like Googles for everything Yowie related.
He'll fucking fact check everything. He'll join the group just
be like,
to shit
no,
all over us.
No, they don't have erections. No, they don't have giant dicks.
Your review saying, giggling girls who talk about Yowie dicks.
So God, disrespectful
sorry.
Of my Yowies. Anyway, November 2018.
Let's fuck.
Forget here. Yeah, this is the recent one. Yeah.
Is this the one? Sorry.
I know what you're going to say.
This is the one.
Yeah, this is the one.
Yeah.
So a 53-year-old truckie was driving through the Golden State Killer. No, Gold Coast.
He was driving through
I wrote
the Golden
GC,
State Killer.
Because I wrote GC because I always reference it as GC because one of my friends, Amy, she's from the Gold Coast, she always calls it the GC. But then I went, you can't say GC Hinterland. But then I started to say and then I was like Golden State Killer because that's where my brain's at. Gold Coast Hinterland and said he almost hit one with his truck. So this creature came out in daylight and he was going around a corner near a place called Witherine and I don't even care or know where that is. I don't give a shit. We're not going to go into it. He thought it was a boulder. No offense to Witherineras.
A boulder?
Well, I assume it was like crouched down. So when he came around, it looked like a giant boulder on the road.
Oh.
But he said then it got up.
No, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Imagine that happening.
Absolutely not.
Oh my God.
No to that.
I'm so scared. It got up.
It got up. I'm imagining it's just like.
Don't. And it's like the first one with the hair over the face.
Yeah, like the ring, worse, big and hairy with a big dick.
just swinging the backwards feet.
He said he eyeballed it and it was 3 meters tall.
Three
this is
the meters. Biggest one we've
The biggest
heard.
One we've gotten. And could have weighed close to 400 kilograms, he reckons. So it was a big muscly thing, you know.
Me.
Which makes sense if they're like gorillas, because like
those are big bastards.
Those big bastards.
Oh my God.
Look, one note is that the dash cam on his truck was in for servants, which is very convenient.
Oh, come on, what's his name?
No, he won't give his name. Oh. Come on.
Reg?
Pat Reg. Pat Reg. Pat Ridge. Pat Ridge.
Partridge.
Partridge.
Wow.
Partridge.
Fuck.
Partridge.
His dash cam was in for service.
It's just very convenient, isn't it?
It's too convenient. My eyes are rolling back very far in my head.
But look, he told the West, mm-hmm. he slapped or punched the center of the bonnet of my truck. It was like I had... It was like I had hit a small car, like as in that's how much the impact was. Yeah. He was so tall he had to reach down to hit the truck. Just before he hit the truck, he grunted. It wasn't a scream or a cry or a howl, but a loud grunt. It sounds very gorilla-ish to me. Like, you know how they bang like the ground, like really bang it? Anyway. Then he also told the Gold Coast Bulletin, the whole thing lasted for 5 seconds and you were staring this monster in the face, watching it to make sure it isn't going to step around you. You were scared for your life, not grabbing for a camera, which I think is a very telling like jab at people like us who are like, but where's your dash cam?
Yeah.
But, like, where is your dash cam?
And it's a bit like making excuses.
Yeah.
But I guess if he is a bit of a reg and he's 600 Partridge. Years old,
yeah.
then his first thought isn't to put it on his Instagram story like the rest of us.
Fair point.
Like, he might only have one of those fucking toaster phones.
And I do... toaster phone. Toaster phone.
Like, my dad, he's basically got a toaster. Like, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah. And it, like, still has snake on it or something. It's, and you're like, can barely receive text messages.
Yes.
Like, no pictures.
So it's not like he can take, you know,
high
definition. But he hasn't given, did he give his age?
53.
See, he is a bit of a reg. So I just don't
Partridge.
I don't think he would be grabbing his mobile.
True. And also sometimes I think that's a bit of a weird thing that people do in situations.
I don't think I would if I was scared for my life. No. It's more when something's cute. Like, it was a baby yowie in Vans.
Well, and also if he wasn't like, I mean, it's given him a shock. He's come around the corner. Like, I think if he was like, you know, Peter and old mate and they're in the car and then it's in their rear vision mirror.
Yes.
Because they were already stopped.
Yes.
And then they saw it. That's when I would maybe be like, I'm going to film this thing because
as you drive off, Pete, I'm going to film out the back.
Yeah, but not like when you're like, oh fuck, what the fuck just happened? But
how scary.
Yeah, and he got really freaked out, like the other guy, the fishing guy. He said, I tried to push it to the back of my head and think that was freaky, it just can't be real. I just couldn't get it out of my mind. I was having trouble sleeping at night. So it really fucked him up. Which is like kind
of just don't see why he would make that up, you know? Like, what does he get out of making up that story? He hasn't even given his name.
Yeah, true.
So he's not getting any kind of, you know, like, no offense to Tony.
But he's definitely known as the guy that talks to yowies. But he's
gone a bit fucking off the deep end, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And he's making a name for himself as the guy that talks to yowies. Whereas this guy, we don't know who he is.
No idea. He's anon. He could be anyone. We could know him.
Mm.
Yeah. So I do get that. But there's a fantastic drawing that I don't know if he did it or if someone did it for him and he described it. But
which we wrote
the
about.
The yowie has an ass that won't quit. Yep.
Ben, one of our colleagues, wrote about it last week.
Who loves yowies.
He loves yowies. And he wrote, if it's a crime to be thick, throw this yowie in jail.
Yeah. It's got a butt.
It's got a big booty. It looks like Rafael Nadal, but wearing like a fursuit instead of tight white tennis shorts.
Absolutely.
It's really like packing some heat.
It is. But there's actually heaps of drawings of them around. There's some weird videos that really don't make any sense. I'm going to put so much shit in the group. You guys are going to be like, fucking shut up about yowies. Is it yowies and the new Ted Bundy?
Good.
Shut up.
Good.
Yeah.
Honestly, like I said, I don't know who Ted Bundy is. I don't want to talk about him anymore.
Never again.
But you know what else?
What?
We need to remind people we have Instagram now.
Oh, my God, yes. We have other platforms that we sort of
sporadically
update sometimes. Yep. I put a meme in there the other day.
I know, that was good.
But let's just do something new.
She's an influencer, this one. We've got Instagram. That's at All Aussie Mystery Hour, all one word. We've obviously got the Facebook group.
Yeah, we do have Twitter.
All Aussie Mystery Hour Facebook group.
It's just on Facebook. I think it's just like you go to Facebook and then you go to Pedestrian and then there's a group and it says All Aussie Mystery Hour and you go on that.
So join that if you want to chat.
Yeah.
There's Twitter, which will never do anything with. So don't really need to
learn how to do. We'll eventually learn how to do something with it. But if you love a if you love a Twitter or whatever the fuck you guys call it, it's mystery_hour because they wouldn't let us have all of your mystery hour. Pricks. Because this is what Twitter is like. They control you.
I don't like it.
They're restrictive. It's a restrictive social site. but yeah, that basically that's my story. I don't know if we need to do theories. Well, I mean, I love them.
Like
I think they're real.
Like I said earlier, I was like,
it's done.
There's fucking so many sightings.
Yeah.
There's the Australian Yowie Investigation Group, whatever the fuck it's called. There's Tony who's now living with the Yowies. You know, I just think it's one of those things, like the Lithgow Panther, where there's too many of them, sightings.
Yeah.
For me to not believe it.
Yeah, same.
And like if it's got six names from different Indigenous peoples.
Yeah.
And they probably weren't all communicating.
Yeah.
Then.
Yes.
But what's the chances of them all seeing the same kind of creature and having their own name for it?
Yeah.
I 100% believe it.
My only little
the talking. I don't believe Tony. I don't believe the Latin. No,
fuck off Tony. They don't
I think
talk.
Tony has probably did too much acid in the 60s.
Although I do remember, and I couldn't find this anywhere, and I just feel like someone told me this in passing, and I just have no idea who it was. I do remember someone telling me that, like, Yowies, because they have like a slight similarity to humans, sometimes people talk to them thinking
people
that they're
have
people
said it in the group,
but just like hairy people,
yeah,
which like is us. Like creepy as fuck, yeah, just like me. So I don't know, but then because part of me was like, oh, maybe it's just the Yahoo. Like, so this, like, Australian ape.
I'm scared of the Yahoo.
Yeah.
The most.
And it's not
someone with
gone extinct. You know? Yeah. And they're just an animal, like another animal, like the Lithgow Panther. Hide.
Because a lot of Australia is undeveloped.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of places to hide, which we've said a million times.
Hide anywhere you want in Australia.
So there's plenty of places for a Yowie to just hang out and not be bothered.
Yeah. It's like you can hide and then you could, like, hide again.
Mm.
Within where you're hiding, pretty much. That's how much the
do they,
stuff
where
is.
Where do they? Oh, we don't really know. They live in caves.
Well,
teepees.
It says they like bushland, so I don't know. I don't know if they live in caves or if they just like live in
I'm
little bush huts or whatever.
I'm scared of the.
Yeah, well, no one. I mean, just you can't go to the Blue Mountains anymore, and you love hiking.
I do love a hike. I'm going to Hawaii this week.
What's in Hawaii?
And I'm doing a hike. Where at the end, I got so excited. I was telling my friend Bree, who listens to the podcast, and I'm going with her. I was like, Bree, can we do this hike? Because then at the end, and I just like stopped and like went like this.
Yeah.
And she was like waiting for like the punchline, like there's a seal colony. And she's like, oh, for fuck's sake. Yep, sure, we can go see the seals. I love seals.
Seals are really cute.
I don't like any sea creatures except for seals. They're my favorite.
They're sort of more, they're like the dogs of the
they're
sea.
They're dogs. They're so funny.
Dogs of the sea.
So we're going to see, we're going on a little hike to see seals. But I just hope I see seals and not some Hawaiian Yowie equivalent because I don't want to see anything weird like that.
Like a not a Yeti. They're like
Bigfoot?
Snow. Bigfoot.
Like a surfy Bigfoot with blonde hair.
Yeah.
So I don't want to see
a light sun-kissed sort of
at first
all over
I think
hair.
It's just a very tanned surfer guy and then I realize it's tan fur and his feet are backwards and he has backwards Vans on.
Definitely because he's in Hawaii.
Board shorts.
On that note.
Bye.
Bye.